This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's a new study out showing the gap between rich and poor Americans is wider than it has been in years. 100 years, actually, is how far back you'd have to go to find so much wealth so concentrated at the top. But there is also a key difference between now and the Gilded Age. More of today's 1%ers are working, the working rich, they're called. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has more.
Take yourself back to 1913. The robber barons had accumulated vast fortunes. They didn't have to work, but they did have to start paying income taxes that year. The new study from Berkeley and the Paris School of Economics analyzed tax returns for the past 100 years and found that more of today's uber-rich are working stiffs. Austin Nichols is an economist at the Urban Institute.
Now the typical 1%er might be running a company and earning a lot of salary instead of just earning the returns on capital.
So how are the rest of us affected when more 1%ers work? Does more of their wealth trickle down? There are a few theories on that. Gary Bertlis has one. He's an economist at the Brookings Institution. He says there's no trickle down, and during tough times, companies may cut back so they can keep paying their working rich CEOs.
They want to protect the high incomes and wages of their key officers, and they may do so at the expense of workers who are less well paid.
But things are different if you're talking about a creative entrepreneur who made it rich and is still innovating, according to Harry Holzer, who teaches public policy at Georgetown.
Companies that are innovating a lot, they often do create a lot of jobs compared to the companies that are just standing still.
The catch? Those jobs may be overseas. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.